Vines taking over. We're visiting today with Mark Renz, Extension Weed Specialist, Department of Agronomy, University of Wisconsin-Madison Extension in the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, and I'm Lori Kolb. Mark, we have these vines growing all over these buildings. Are they plants? Are they weeds?
Yeah, so in August, right around this time, we always get these vines that have these small white flowers that become very, very visible. And often the calls and emails I get is, I have this new invasive plant. Help me. What can I do with it? Well, it turns out that these vines, one of two species that are most common in Wisconsin, are actually native to Wisconsin. Definitely considered weeds, but because they're native, are not considered invasive plants. Been here for many years, very common components of the flora.
Is there a way to eradicate them? Should they worry about them?
Yeah, and so I think it really comes down to, what are the goals of your land? A lot of these times, these are seen in minimally managed areas, like on the side of a fence, side of a building, or in a right-of-way area. But one option is to do nothing. They're annual vines. Burr cucumber and wild cucumber are the two species that we see, but they're native species, so you could just let them persist. They're annuals. They will die back and come back from seeds every year. That's clearly one option. But if they're going to pose some problem, you want to walk through that area. Vines are never pleasant to do that. Or if it's an agricultural situation, clearly want to manage those. They're relatively easy to manage. But since they're annuals, really the time to manage them is in the spring after they germinate, not now where they have a lot of biomass and are intertwined with a lot of desirable species.
Will they take over the desirable species area?
Yeah, and so the question really is that, you know, what's going to be their impact of leaving them there? And if they're present, they are annuals, they germinate in April, will develop throughout the summer. They will potentially impact some of the health of the species that they grow on top of. For annual crops, they can have a significant impact. I would say for trees and some of the perennial species, they really have minimal long-term impact. It's more of a cosmetic issue or an issue of harvesting or walking through that environment.
So how do you differentiate these two different plants? We have the burr cucumber and the wild cucumber.
Right, and so they're actually, from a distance or when you're driving by at 60 miles an hour, they can be really tough to differentiate. Both have white flowers, relatively large green leaves. The burr cucumber leaves are actually quite less pointed as compared to the wild cucumber. So the wild cucumber will look more like a hand, where the burr cucumber will be much more rounded. The other easy way to differentiate between the two is to look at the fruits. Burr cucumber will have a very distinct fruit that is around the size of a golf ball, even maybe upwards of a tennis ball, that has distinct spines on it. Whereas burr cucumber has these really small fruits that are about pea-sized, and they're clustered in groups of 2 to 5. But they're both native. They germinate in early April, and they'll have very similar cotyledons. They look very similar to normal cucumbers that we plant in our garden.
We've been visiting today with Mark Renz, Extension Weed Specialist, Department of Agronomy, University of Wisconsin-Madison Extension, in the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, and I'm Lori Kolb.